Yeah, that's why, you know, when you listen to someone speaking a foreign language, they have a sort of broken speech with a lot of pauses. That's why, that's because they're trying to access that conscious knowledge. But in real time, you know,
yeah,
you just don't have the time to do that.
You just don't have the time, yeah.
So it's just a different process. But yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I saw an example a few days ago in a language learning forum where someone was complaining that there were these four words, I can't even remember what the words were, words in Korean, that all, they couldn't keep them apart in their brain. Like they really struggled to remember which one meant which thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at them and I was like, those words are totally different. And it happens to be four words that are super common and that I just learned purely through immersion. And never actually tried to memorize. But I know the feeling of having tried to memorize words that are similar. Like I used flashcards a lot for the first, even when I was doing like lots and lots of immersion, I was really trying to use flashcards and memorize and use that to help make the immersion more comprehensible.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I memorized words, if they were in any way similar, like I still struggle to keep them apart.
Yeah, I think for me, flashcards are just a funnier way to learn the wrong way, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I've ditched flashcards. I'm never going to use them again. I mean, never say never. I don't think I will ever use flashcards again.
Yeah. It's like an attempt to make it more interesting or more fun, but it's still
more effective, I think.
Or, yeah, but it's still focusing on the wrong idea. Right, unconsciously memorizing things, or you know what I mean.
Have you read the book Thinking Fast and Slow by Daniel Kahneman? I think he's an economist. He won a Nobel Prize for some of his work.
I think I have it on my list somewhere, but I haven't read it.
Yeah,
yeah.
But so
the
main idea is that he says that there are two systems in the brain, and he calls one system System one and one system two, and I can never remember which one is which, but one is the system, the things that happen on automatic, where your reactions and reflexes are super, super fast. The knowledge or the action feels instantaneous and automatic. And then the other system is effortful. And like, it's hard and you can only do it for so long. Mm-hmm. And I think the problem with memorization is that you're using this effortful, focused system, but when you're actually speaking, you're using the other system. And so it's really hard to get something from the memorized place, from the one system over into the other. And I don't think it's impossible to do. I just think that the brain structures that you develop when you're learning in that way through translation and memorization and grammar, I think that the brain structures won't feel the same as when you're speaking a language that you have acquired naturally.
Yeah, they're just two different processes. It makes sense. It's like, yeah, that's why, you know, when you listen to someone speaking a foreign language, they have a sort of broken speech with a lot of pauses. That's because they're trying to access that conscious knowledge. But in real time, you know,
yeah,
you just don't have the time to do that.
You just don't have the time, yeah.
So it's just a different process. But yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But if you're taking an exam in which you have all the time, you have a lot of time to think about your answers,
yeah,
you can access that conscious knowledge that you got from grammar classes, from flashcards, from memorizing words.
Yeah.
But that's also why when you're speaking that way, after half an hour, your brain is about to explode, right?
That's true. Yeah.
Like, wow. Like, you've been speaking like that for half an hour, and just give me a break.
Yeah.
I'm going to the bathroom. Even if you don't need to, you know?
Yeah.
Thanks for watching. And if you want to enjoy the full interview with Katrina, in which we talked about different tips, ideas, resources, and keys for language acquisition, and in which she explained how she learned Korean with no study at all, you can find it here. And also you can subscribe to the channel right here. I really appreciate it and it helps me a lot. So thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.